evening and welcome once again to Uptown Talk from WGNS Broadcast Plaza, where Rutherford County gathers to talk. And we're so glad that you're here with us on the radio today. In the studio today, we have Kathy Hines with 10-0. We also have Nat Ferry from Sockham. I'll tell you what Sockham is a little bit later. It's not what you think. And Autumn Schultz is here. She's going to be talking about a community garden. And our musician for today is Robert Eskew. In the background, you hear Charlie Parker on the keyboards. He's also the pianist for the play that's currently going on in the Center for the Arts. We'll talk more about that in a few moments as well. But right now, let's get started with the show. Right now, here is Robert Eskew and his amazing slide guitar. Robert, what are you going to play for us?
I'm going to play old Mississippi Sheik's tune, Sitting on Top of the World.
All right.
Y'all hear me okay?
Robert Eskew.
Thank you.
That's an incredible guitar, and I love the way you play it.
Oh, thank you.
That's outstanding. We'll have more from Robert Eskew later on in the show, so stay tuned. You're listening to Uptown Talk. I'm Tom Christie, and with us today we have Kathy Hines. We'll get her talking with you in just a moment, but I first need to tell you that because we're on the radio, we've got some friends that are helping us out to be here today. I want to mention those in greater detail, some of them in a moment, but let me just tell you who they are. Global Drywall is here with us, and Renter's Warehouse, Shacklett's Photography, iDrive, E85, the Tennessee Peddler, the City Cafe, and Bagwell Document Solutions. We'll tell you more about those in a moment. We also have some friends that help us be on the air today. Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, Forest York Guitars, and Pa Bunk's Organic Grocery on the Square. As we mentioned, we have Kathy Hines here today. She is with 10-0. Kathy, tell us what 10-0. This is your brainchild. You've had this now for going for 2 or 3 years at least, haven't you?
Yes, I have, and I am so proud of it. A lot of people thought, oh, it'll be short-lived, and 10-0 will disappear in a few years, but it's getting bigger and stronger every single day.
It keeps growing, yes.
Yeah. You know, 10-0 was birthed out of the need of community awareness, because Tennessee is a beautiful state by nature, which is awesome, but the thing about it, where you live, you have to be conscious of what goes on in your community so that you can have a vibrant community, one where you feel safe with raising your children and your family and going to work every day. But if you're not mindful to the little sneaky things that come up, next thing you know, your joy and your safety is gone. And when I moved here, the one thing that used to always surprise me, because my background's in law enforcement, and I'm nosy by nature. That's the way God made me. And I used to be so surprised. I said, wow, you come here, you go to the grocery store, everybody's so friendly, little mini marts. And I said, where could you go and buy collard greens, fried chicken, in a crack pipe? I didn't get that. You know, so when I would start talking, yeah, go ahead. Yeah, I know. That's the thing about it, that I said, you would find so much availability of drug paraphernalia in these locations, and like I said, nosy by nature, I'm like, if you find one thing, you're going to find another. So I said, somebody's selling drugs pretty close by, so I guess maybe you were getting high and having your munchies ready till you get to your next stop. So, but I just wanted to bring attention to that to the legislators, and at first they pretty much were like, we don't have that problem here. And I go, yeah, you do. But it was Representative Mike Sparks, who at the time was a rookie legislator. He was the one that said, hey,
he paid attention, didn't he?
He did, and he is a marvelous man. He's a God-fearing man, which is awesome on his own. But when he asked me to come down, he was kind of like, you sure we got these problems here? And I said, I promise you. And one of the things that really stuck out with him when I said, child sex trafficking and slave labor, I said, that turned out to be a big issue here. He goes, no. That's in third world countries. I go, no. It's right here in your neighborhood. And so when I came down to his office, I thought, oh, well, we're going to talk for a second because he's going to be in session and I have to get up and get out of there. And it turned out we talked for 2 hours. 2 hours. And at the end of that day, I was on his radio show. So he sat there and he was just so mesmerized to hear that we have a high level of human trafficking here, child sex trafficking, the drug paraphernalia. He was blown away by that.
At the convenience stores, that's the thing that really surprises me, is that there's bath salts and there's little clips and there's little glass pipes and just all kinds of fascinating things to kids who wonder what the heck is that for, you know. Then they see their teenage, you know, neighborhood kids messing with them, and it's such an entryway into a world of devastation that we can't even begin to imagine what's going to happen with those kids when it's still there and still so prevalent and easy to get hold of.
Yeah, you know, that's true. But the thing about it, what people, the big picture that they missed about it was things that children get involved in, 9 times out of 10, they're introduced to it by some adult. Because the stores are owned by adults. The stores are stocked by adults. And I said, when you had the hookahs, the bongs, the crack pipes, the clips, all these things, those are things that are necessary to be able to use in order to get your high, no matter what it is, even if it's them going there and buying alcohol illegally. And that was a lot of things that people did not pay attention to. And Representative Spark, go ahead.
It just kind of looks like it's part of the scenery. You know, there's the chewing gum, and then there's this. I don't know what that is, but there's this. And there's cigarettes, and there's the other things that you get at a convenience store. And, and sometimes they look just like they're little novelty items or whatever.
You got it right.
And after a while, the people are so used to seeing them, they don't pay any attention to them. They don't realize what's going on with them.
Yeah, because the things that was that stuck out so much, when you have the little glass marijuana pipes, they look like little glass pipes, and they're very colorful. Mm-hmm. They don't look like they're something you would blow bubbles with. Mm-hmm. And what I used as a simple illustration, I said, you know, a mother goes into the store, she has no idea what that product is, and her child goes, oh, Mom, I like that. I like to have that. And the mother just buys it. Mm. She gets it and puts it in her purse, and, you know, Lord forbid, she has a car accident. And the police are like, you know, can I see your driver's license registration? She dumps her purse out, and there's this item. Then they're like, what is this? Oh, I bought that for my child, you know. And I was just
really? Right, yeah.
Absolutely.
Lady, I mean, don't you know that's a crack pipe?
You know, but see, the thing of it is, you know, when you have the naivety of it, you know, and it's a good thing when people say, I have no idea what that is. And it's good because then that means they don't participate in it. But when we have a world that is evolving so quickly, there's things that we need to stay up on, and awareness is the main focus.
Have you seen a stepping up? Have you seen an increase in awareness among our law enforcement people? And I know that you've been in some conversations with law enforcement folks over time. Mm-hmm. Are you seeing an increase in the empathy and the attitude of let's try to take care of this in our community?
Oh, my God. I cannot thank these officers enough, state, local, county, and federal. They have done an amazing job here, because all it needed was really the willingness to listen and learn. And like I said, from my background in law enforcement, we understand about blue pride. You know, you want to say, I do my job, I do it good. And, you know, if I'm really good at it, I shouldn't really need a lot of help. But when you realize that your back's up against the wall with something, you have to reach out to other agencies that are willing to say, hey, let me show you how I deal with this. And there's things that, you know, I definitely cannot go into. But with the willingness to learn, these officers have stepped up, and I mean, they're running the game. They're out here taking names and kicking butt, as I would say. Mm-hmm. So I'm really proud of them.
Well, they have a lot hard job to do, and with folks like you to work with, they have an easier job to do, because everybody needs to kind of be paying attention to what's going on in their neighborhood. And I thank you for the work that you have been doing. We're going to talk more
thank
with you about your background. You talked about coming here from being a detective. I want to find out how that happened and what all that meant to you and has been so formative in your life since then. Kathy Hines with 10-0 here in our neighborhood, and we'll talk more with her in a moment. Also want to bring up Autumn Schultz in just a moment. She's going to be telling us about a neat thing going on with a community garden. But I also want to mention to you that as we talk about sponsors, we first need to tell you that Jesus Christ is our number one sponsor. He's the one who brings us the best kind of encouragement and the genuine hope that we want every person to experience in this life. For truly we know that in all things God works for the good for those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. Do you have a purpose in your life? Do you feel like you're here for some reason? That there may be something else going on that you need to pay attention to? Well, if you're a believer, a Christ follower, this is your time to shine. We never know how much time any of us has left, so shine for Him in how we live, how we speak, and how we care for others. That's the Uptown Talk motto, and I hope that maybe it makes a little difference to you. We have someone to talk to you now about a community garden. Autumn, where did you go? Here she is, jumping out of the side studio here. She'll be stepping up to the microphone. Autumn works with a fine group of folks here in town that do publicity and advertising. And I was just surprised the other day that she wanted to share with me about what's going on with a community garden. Autumn, tell me what that is, how it got started, and where is it, and how can people get involved?
Okay. That's a lot of things. It's a really super fun story, and just so excited to be part of it. So my idea when I moved to Murfreesboro in 2007,
Where are you from?
Oh, well, we moved here from Franklin, so
okay.
Not too far away. But we had a baby, and we were new in town, and we moved into a townhouse. And I wanted to try to start growing some things. I wanted to grow tomatoes in my own yard and just, you know, first-time homeowner. Wanted to see what that felt like. So put some things in some pots, and it did amazing that first year. But I really wanted to plant in the ground. You know, I was like, I bet there's a lot of people who live in townhouses or apartments or dorm rooms who would get a lot of reward out of growing their own food. So let's find some ground that we can... we can dig in.
Sure.
And so I put up a Facebook page in 2010 just to kind of start garnering some interest in that type of a project here in Murfreesboro. It was a slow go. There were lots of people who kind of liked the idea, but since we didn't have any land, there was nothing to do yet. So I think people really need something to grab onto. So last year, in 2013, when we were approached with a piece of land, we jumped on it right away. It was late in the season, so we planted in a hurry, and but people in the neighborhood started coming out right away.
Neat.
So that was cool. They wanted to know what was going on. The kids, especially, who play in that area back there, they were all over it. They wanted to know exactly what we were doing and how they could play and how they could help, and that was really cool. So the garden is actually located behind Key...
Now, do we want to tell where this is? Because people might think, hey, I could go over there and get me some vegetables.
Oh, they absolutely can. That's what we're doing. Totally. Yes. So yes. It's behind the church on State Street called Key Memorial United Methodist Church.
I know where
church.
That is. Yeah. So friendly church.
Yeah. Oh, they're great. They plant their own garden right next to ours. So
oh,
we
great.
Have this collaborative
nice.
Gardening thing going on. The address is 806 East State Street, if anybody is interested in coming out. The rule of the garden basically is, you know, if you help in any way, you get to take vegetables home. So it's a pull a weed, pick a vegetable kind of procedure.
Good concept.
Yeah, it's cool, and the kids are just loving it.
I bet.
Last year we helped about, we had about 25 volunteers last year, and we helped about 50 families. And this year we've already had close to 70 volunteers.
That's awesome.
And tons more in the pipeline, so... very, very excited about what this year is going to look like. And, you know, the church still loves us, so we're going to be there for a while.
If you like the sound of this concept and might like to consider having a community garden in your neighborhood, Autumn, how can folks get in touch with you to find out more about what you've been through and how you started it and some good tips for getting it going and keeping it going?
Awesome.
How can people get in touch with Autumn Schultz?
Yes, I'm glad you brought that up. We are definitely looking at expanding to more than just one garden here in Murfreesboro. We love the idea of being able to serve some different neighborhoods around town. So far, everything that we have kept up with, we don't have a website, but we do have a Facebook page. And that is facebook.com/mburrowgarden.
So, nice. Okay.
And then and the whole story's there, and I just am crazy active on the Facebook page, so you can always message me there, and then my number is there, too. So
say that again. It's facebook.com/...
mburrowgarden. So M-B-O-R garden.
Nice.
Yeah.
Thank you
great.
So much for being with us. Autumn Schultz from the Murfreesboro Community Garden. And we'll be back with some more music from Robert Eskew and more conversation with Kathy Hines. And if you don't have to rush off, Autumn, go and meet Nat Ferry. He'll be on in our second half hour with SOCEM, which stands for Statewide Organizing for Community Empowerment. This is a community empowerment kind of thing with the garden. So you all need to talk on the outside there when we're continuing with our show. Let me just mention a couple of our sponsors, and we'll come right back with more music from Robert Eskew. One of the folks that I just met this last week, who is just really, really cool, you know that if you're like me, you probably don't think too much about drywall. Do you ever think about drywall? I don't think about drywall. But anyway, when you're making some remodeling improvements around the interior of your home or perhaps a repair after a water leak or some other plumbing or fire disaster, one of the first things that come to your mind is, this task of getting the drywall taken care of. You know, it's probably going to be hard, it's going to be messy, and you think it's probably going to be expensive. Well, not so, Joe. That's where our friends at Global Drywall are here to help you out. They're fast and fair, and when the job is done, you won't believe how quick and painless getting drywall done in your home or business can be. When I was talking with the main guy, John Stefanski, about his work, he said, or what I said to him, I've seen how your team finishes up with a wall. It's smooth as glass and so ready and easy to paint. John said, "Hey, our finished drywall looks so good, you probably won't even want to paint it." Global Drywall on College Street, next to the square right here in Murfreesboro. Give them a call at 907, that's area code 615-907-9541, or check them out online at globaldrywallinc.com. Global Drywall, one of our partners for Uptown Talk. And also want to mention Shackless Photography. I think I'm going to wait until my friend Gloria gets here. She's going to come on in the second half hour, talk to us about Shackless Photography. Also, City Cafe is one of our sponsors, City Cafe, with Teresa Kellogg and her team over there on East Main Street. It's the Murfreesboro's Main One Meet and Three, just a great restaurant. We meet over there every Tuesday for the Uptown Summit Luncheon, every Tuesday from noon to one, and we have musicians like Robert Eskew come over and play for us, and we just have a great time. It's the City Cafe on East Main Street here in Murfreesboro, one of our partners for Uptown Talk. Okay, enough talk from me. Let's get back to some music now with Robert Eskew. Robert, you and Charlie have maybe worked out one together. Do you want to give that one a try?
Yeah, let's do Dust My Broom. It's an old Elmore James tune. A shuffle in D. Start from the 1, 2, 3, 4. My broom. I'm getting up soon in the morning. I believe I'll dust my broom. Hey, the man you've been loving, real friend, can't get in my room. I'm gonna write a letter, telephone every time.
That's incredible. Robert Eskew, and you've been playing around the area some places. Where can people go and hear you play live next?
Oh, I'll be at Sambuca down in Nashville on the 14th with my band. The 14th and the 28th of June.
They got some good food over there, too.
Great food, nice atmosphere.
And you have a band with you there, too, right?
Oh, yeah. I always get the A-team to come out and play with me. Last time I had it, Chester Thompson from Genesis. playing drums for me.
Oh, so. My goodness.
Yeah.
That must have been a thrill.
Oh, yes, sir. It was.
It's a well-attended place to people standing in line out there to get tickets to hear you, I bet you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's always a treat.
All right. Robert Eskew, everybody, and he'll be back to play us another song here in just a little while, backed up by our own Charlie over here on the keyboard. He's doing a great job for us. Thank you, Charlie. Good job. And maybe we can work some other things out here in the near future, if not for the rest of the show. So y'all talk and see what you can come up with. Our guest today, Kathy Hines from 10-0, and we were talking with you earlier about some of the things that are going on around Murfreesboro that you've spotted and seen. But from that, the reason you are able to do that is because you have done some police work in the past. Is that right? And how did that get started for you? Tell us about that, if you would.
Okay, well, I'll make it as short as possible. I was working as an office nurse for a while. That was my passion. I loved taking care of people. Mm-hmm. And one day the Lord laid it on my heart to be a police officer. And first I fought it. I fought it hard. I'm like, there's no way, way in the world, because I had patients who were police officers, and I thought they were the most rudest, obnoxious people in the world.
And, you know, that surprises me to hear, because it just seems like such a good fit for you to be a compassionate police officer and a detective and all of that
kind of stuff. Well, I still am. I haven't dropped it, but when God calls you, no matter what you do, you can't fight it for too long, because he'll sit you down and make you understand what he wants is the best thing for you.
He does that.
So I ended up going and applying. I thought I was going for the sheriff's department, and I ended up at the police department recruiting office. And when I went in, they were like, no, we don't think you're ready. And I said, well, you don't understand. I really don't want to be here. I said, I'm just here because, the Lord told me. And I'm they're looking like, this lady must be psycho. And
the non-interview.
I'm telling you. And as I was walking out, this wonderful woman who has since passed away, Sharon Keys, she was a sergeant. She pulled me aside. She goes, let me tell you something. If you have it in your heart to do it, don't give up. Mm-hmm. You come back when you're ready. And when I did, I went through the whole thing, and it was like the most wonderful feeling in the world. I mean, I just felt like that fit, mm-hmm. It's just like I was just sharing with our other guests here. I said, it's nothing more wonderful when you're doing something that you love to do. God puts it in your heart, it's the best thing in the world. So I used to joke with people. I said, yeah, I can go out here, chase you down, shoot you, saw you up, and put you back on the street. I said, God made me very talented. Some people may not see the humor in that, but it's just the thing of you when you fall in love with something, it's awesome. But with that, I did many years of working patrol. I was a field training officer and did some other things that I love to do. And then I was always praying that my dad would see me get promoted, and he died of cancer. But before he died, he said, you're going to get promoted soon. I know it. Mm-hmm. And it was just a short time afterwards I was. So I knew that he was smiling down upon
for
me.
Oh, sure. He saw it.
Yeah, I know. He did. And I'm blessed. And but the thing about it, when I became a detective, my main focus was domestic violence. Mm-hmm. And, it's just my commander. She said, Kathy, this is you. This is what you do. Mm-hmm. And I just fell right into it. I mean, it was just such like a wearing a perfect glove. You're just like, oh, this is awesome. And that's where the compassion came in. You had to be passionate, about that. And prior to me becoming a police officer, I was a domestic violence victim. And no, I didn't become one to try to vindicate myself. Like I said, I didn't want to be one. Mm-hmm. But when I started working really hard and seeing just where the disconnect was, and people didn't understand why domestic violence victims were staying in relationships. And all the things that I learned and telling them, I said, sometimes a person doesn't understand who they are. They don't understand their strengths. They don't understand who God is in their life. And you can't force religion down a person's throat, especially as a police officer. You just have to let people learn for themselves, but then speak out.
Sure.
But, it's just, like I said, fast forwarding it now, what do? I not only have 10-0, but I have a in-house program at the Rutherford County Correction Center, and it's called JOLA, Journey of Life Academy, and it's Mind, Body, and Soul.
JOLA. Journey of Life Academy.
MBS, Mind, Body, and Soul. And what we do is focus on helping inmates reassess themselves. Mm-hmm. I tell them, I cannot walk you through life. I cannot hold your hand. That's why life is a journey. And I bring up issues that are very relevant to them. And I said, like with the women, I tell them, I said, do you understand what it means to be a domestic violence victim? So I bring people who are experts in the field. Like we just had Yola Rodero, who's the lead attorney down at Vanderbilt University Domestic Violence Center. And she came in speaking about PPOs and understanding your rights in divorce and things like
that. What's
a PPO? A personal protection order. I apologize. And law enforcement, everything's an acronym. If you ask half of us what all these words are, we'd be like, I don't know. If it's not a letter, I can't tell you what it is. But it's just, we talked about that, and I just saw how their eyes opened up. You know,
it's a matter of expanding their perspective.
Absolutely.
Getting
absolutely.
Them out of their self and hearing from somebody else who's been through this.
Yes, yes.
That they have some perspective to share with them that might help them understand what's happened to them.
Oh, yeah. And just like, Thursday. One of the instructors that I brought on board is Sandra Benelli, and she is a certified grief counselor. And a lot of people just like, okay, we understand people pass away and we have to deal with it. And she says, no, look at the other big picture. You lose your job. That's a sense of grief. Mm-hmm. You've lost your freedom. You know, your family's let you down. You feel like you're abandoned while you're here in prison. That's a form of grief. And she just talked about how the students were just so engaged with it. And I said, see, this is why God has ordained this program to be the way it is, you know.
And you know, when people are trying to struggle to get out of a drug addiction or mm-hmm. alcoholism or whatever, there's a grief process
yes.
in that's a key component that makes it so difficult.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm not drinking anymore, but mm-hmm. why do I feel so bad? Well, because yeah. you've lost your best friend.
Mm-hmm.
You've
mm-hmm.
lost something. You've lost a place to go that was comfortable for you.
Oh, yeah. You know, and I said, that's about life. We all find a way to self-medicate. If mm-hmm. it's not alcohol and drugs, it could be food. It could be other things. Like we have CatCorps there. We have legal aid who comes in.
Communities Against Drugs Council of Rutherford County, is that CatCorps?
I believe that. Yeah. That's like I said, if it ain't a letter, I can't tell you.
Yeah.
I told you it's all about a letter, man. But it's just so much. And,
yeah.
and I thank Superintendent Salandi for welcoming us in there. So we're going strong now. We've had going on our fifth graduation.
Good deal. Kathy Hines is our guest with 10-0 and JOLA and MBO, MBS,
Mind,
Spirit, MSB.
Mind, Body, and Soul. Mind, Body, and Soul.
Okay. Kathy Hines will be back to talk with us some more in our next half hour. So stay with us. You're in tune with Uptown Talk on WGNS. I'm Tom Christie, your host. Charlie Parker on the keyboards. Robert Eskew will be back to play some music for you as well. Right now, as we take a short break during the half hour mark, let me mention to you that we have some great sponsors, one of them being Renter's Warehouse. This is really cool. Folks, I want to tell you about my friends at Renter's Warehouse. If you've been thinking of selling your home, if you've inherited some property or are considering rental property as an investment, you need to call the good folks at Renter's Warehouse. They'll come out and do a rental analysis for your property free of charge, no obligation. Their professional landlords will manage your property, including rent collection, maintenance coordination, and provide you monthly and annual statements for your taxes for only, get this now, only $80 a month. Call for your free rental analysis today. For more information, go to nashville.renterswarehouse.com. That's nashville.renterswarehouse.com. Okay, now we have a very special guest who comes to us hopefully every week or so. This is Otis. You have Otis? All right, here we go.
Howdy, folks. This is your old friend Otis. I might be a simple man living in a complicated world, but I'm here to tell you that it's us who's a-making it that way. Now, it's my opinion if we'd take the black and white and left and right out of our decision-making and instead apply a little old-fashioned love and a lot of good old common sense, well, the world would be a lot better place for all of us. Folks, I don't know about you, but I'm fed up with career politicians. We all know the only constituency they serve is whoever has the deepest pockets. Our forefathers never meant for them to stay in office for a lifetime. As a matter of fact, our forefathers came here from across the sea because they wanted to leave behind a bunch of overstuffed, self-serving royalty who also thought they were smarter and more deserving than the average folk. folks. Now we've created our own class of nobility, except here in the United States, we call them senators and congressmen. Why, they hold those offices so long, they get to believing that they own them, and it makes them feel like they're entitled to certain rights and privileges that the rest of us don't have. They make laws that don't even apply to them and cause the rest of us all kinds of problems. This bunch of buffoons serve political parties instead of their constituents, and that can't be in the best interest of the American people. Why, it's perfectly fitting they have the elephant and donkey as their mascots, because they're all a bunch of egotistical, overbloated asses. We've created a bunch of little demigods up there on Capitol Hill, and we act like they're some sort of celebrity rock stars, when really, they're supposed to be our servants. It's long past time we clean house up there and establish some term limits. These folks that argue we need experience up there don't understand that what they learn over time are better ways to put it to the American people. Our forefathers understood we needed citizen legislators who'd vote the way they believed the majority of people in their district wanted, without regard for personal power or profit. What we have in Congress these days is just a bunch of crooks who think that their self-interest and the interest of their rich friends is more important than our God-given right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Politicians are a lot like fish. If you keep them around too long, they ain't fit for nothing but to stink up the place. I'm Otis, and I'm out.
The World According to Otis is brought to you by the Tennessee Peddler, the world's most unique online general store. Check us out at www.tennesseepeddler.com.
Oh, yeah, there's Otis. And we'll have more Otis for you every week around the half-hour mark on Uptown Talk. But right now, let's get back to some good music from Mr. Robert Eskew. He's got a different guitar out ready to play for us this time. So you're not doing your slide on this one?
No, I'm just going finger pick.
Okay, here he is, Robert Eskew.
This is a song by a good friend of mine, Mr. Gary Nicholson.
The same, we all the same. child down when he was old enough to know. In this great wide world, said you're gonna meet all kind of folk. One thing, one simple rule, that you treat everybody just the way that they want them to treat you. Skin deep underneath, we all the same. Skin deep underneath, we all the same.
Oh, thank you. Robert Eskew, Skin Deep. That was written by who now, friend of yours?
Good friend of mine, Gary Nicholson. Buddy Guy recorded it on his album back in 2008. And I'm going to cut it on my up-and-coming album.
Well, that's great. That's great. Do you have any thoughts on the passing of B.B. King? I know he's a fabulous blues guitar player. Did he have an influence on you as well?
Oh, a great, great influence. So I actually was... in the house band for the B.B. King All-Stars for about a year.
Really?
So, yeah, B.B.'s really, really near and dear to me. And, yeah, he's truly going to be missed.
Mm-hmm. And remembered for a long time in his music and just his attitude. He was a gentle, kind man. So from what I hear, I guess he had, what, about 15 kids?
More than that. And he had a bunch of them. He was on the road for, what, 50 years?
Oh, my goodness. Hard-working man.
Yep.
Yeah. Thank you, Robert Eskew. We'll hear from you again here in a little bit. We also have some outstanding performing arts going on in our community. Charlie Parker, I wanted to ask you, let's try that microphone out and see if it'll work for us.
Okay, are we working?
All right, yes, you are. Tell us what's going on over at the Center for the Arts. I understand that there's a play going on that you might have something to do with.
Well, yes, I'm playing in the house band for Bonnie and Clyde, the musical. It's a kind of a swamp, depressed as a dog music mixed with some rockabilly and some cheerful ballads. But it's the story of Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah.
We have a variety cast. We have a young Bonnie and a young Clyde with two talented kids. And then the older ones are more veteran actors. But our band includes a 10-year-old fiddler. Me, who's way older than 10 years old, and a 25-year-old drummer and a 20-year-old guitarist.
Oh, so outstanding.
We're having some fun backstage.
Bonnie and Clyde runs at the Center for the Arts now until when? Every weekend?
Until the weekend of May 31st.
Okay, so you have an opportunity to go out and see that, and it's very easy to get tickets. You can actually just walk up that day or that night, and for the show, usually there'll be a seat or two, but it's a good idea to get a reservation. Do you happen to know the number of the Center for the Arts? I don't.
It's 904 Arts, a local 615 number, of course.
904 Arts. That's easy to remember. Mm-hmm. And thank you for all your service with it. You train the folks in their songs and kind of coach them in their singing and all of that with your piano playing. And you've been doing this for many, many years, I gather.
I taught my first piano lesson in May of 1965, so I've been at it for a while. I've come up on my 50th anniversary of teaching.
Honored to have you with us on Uptown Talk. And as I mentioned earlier, Charlie wrote the theme song for Uptown Talk. So listen closely as he opens and closes the show and comes up with a little interlude pieces between as well. Charlie, thank you for being with us here this morning. You know, we have another guest here with us that I want to introduce to you right quick. Well, not right quick. I hate it when people say that, and then I catch myself saying it. He's with an organization called SOCM, which, as we mentioned, I'm glad you wore your shirt. That helps me remember. Statewide Organizing for Community Empowerment, E, small e, large M. And how did that stand out to you when you first found out about SOCM? What did that mean to you, and how did you get involved in SOCM yourself? This is Nat Ferry, by the way. I want to say your name. This is Nat Ferry from SOCM.
Thank you for having me on the show. I met up with a community organizer from SOCM just actually about 6 months ago or so, and I was really impressed with the group, what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
And their issues in Rutherford County really spoke to me. One of them is the Flat Rock Cedar Glade, which I don't know if you're familiar with. It's off of Halls Hill Pike. It's kind of between Halls Hill Pike and Main Street. It's not technically city, but it probably will be in the next 10 years. And
the concern there is what, the water table?
Well, it's kind of a fragile ecosystem over there. Okay. There's a cave system underneath, and there's all kinds of unique flowers and animals. But there's a couple junkyards that have sprung up in the past, like, 7 or 8 years. And some of these people, they just don't, you know, they throw tires in sinkholes. They're not cleaning up right. TDEC, which is focuses on conservation in Tennessee.
Department of Environmental Conservation,
yes,
or whatever.
Yes, thank you. Okay. They've been in some hot water with them lately, and we're trying to get TDEC to get them out of that region, because it's not a good place for them to be. When it rains, you know, it washes on these cars, and the oil and the other, you know, fluids, industrial fluids,
the rust,
flow out of that,
yeah.
And they go into the ground, which goes into this cave system, which, you know, is this water, runoff water that runs into the Stones River. Well, that's our drinking water.
That's our aquifer, yeah.
Yeah, so that is a big concern for us. And, you know, I mean, also, we just don't want to see it, teared up. We want to protect that land, and we want to do whatever it takes to do that. So that's one of our main issues at the moment in Rutherford County. Another big issue is the landfill.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, that landfill is growing. It's huge. We take trash from all over, all different counties. 800,000 tons of trash was dumped in there last year. And most people might not realize, but people in Rutherford County actually can dump their trash for free. And so that's very convenient for us. We don't think about it. But when that landfill closes, we have to find a new one. And that might be 100 miles away. And fees are going to skyrocket. But besides that, where they put this landfill is really close to the Stones River, and so we're concerned about that leaking into the Stones River, which is our drinking water.
We had Mayor Ernest Burgess on Uptown Talk last summer, and he expressed his concern that, of course, it'll be beyond his term in office, but the trash facility out there is only got about 10 years left of life expectancy.
Yeah.
And that's something that's on everybody's mind as we think about the 2035, the planning for the life of Rutherford County, and also the concerns about, I believe at one time, I don't know if it's continuing or not, but there was some nuclear waste went into that.
Yes. Well. And industrial waste.
Mm-hmm.
They actually have said that they are not going to accept radioactive waste anymore, which is good. But one of the problems is that the contract that the county signed with the people that own the landfill is they have no oversight. So we can't really send, county people out there just to check on what they're doing. There's literally no oversight going on. So, and like I said, they're accepting trash from all these different counties. And also, we get a lot of money from that. $800,000 just last year, the county accepted from the landfill, and that's a big chunk of change. And so, you know, if you don't think about it as an environmental issue, think about it as a financial issue, because that's going to be really a big problem.
Now, if you'd like to find out more about SOCM, the statewide organizing for community empowerment, and I advise you to, would encourage you to please find out about this group of active folks who know about a lot of different issues, not just the couple that we mentioned here today. You're having a fundraiser tonight, is that correct?
That's correct.
What time? Where is it? We want to ask you who all is playing, because I would have a hard time remembering all of them as well. But some great bands going to be there tonight. What time does it start? Where is it?
Our benefit show is at Wall Street tonight, which is right off the square. It starts at 9 p.m. It's $5, and it's 21 and up. And it features the Strums, which is a punk band. I'm going to try to pronounce this. Is Dro, which is a conscious hip-hop artist, Skyhammer Mortars, which is prog rock, and The Worried Minds, which is blues.
You got them all, I think. That's great.
Yeah. I personally haven't heard of any of these bands, but, one thing I know about Middle Tennessee, there's just great musicians out there.
Yes,
there's
there
great
are.
Artists.
Yes, there are.
And so I'm excited to see what's been going on. And if we have a presence at MTSU also, and our next meeting is Tuesday, May 26th at 6:30. At the Student Union Building, in the new Student Union Building, and we invite anybody to come.
Great. Very good. Nat Ferry with us from SOCEM, the Statewide Organizing for Community Empowerment. A good group here in our county, and we're grateful to have you. We'll have the director of SOCEM on Uptown Talk in a few weeks, and so we're looking forward to that as well. Thank you, Nat.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
We'll get back into some more conversation in just a moment with our friend Kathy Hines. And right now we have a word, please, for Shacklett's Photography. And my best friend in the world has just stepped into the studio, and here she comes to get on the microphone and share with us a little bit about what's going on at Shacklett's Photography.
Well, we just took some work in for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know, work.
Work?
Yeah, he does do a little bit.
We like to have fun more than do work.
I know, but we're supposed to work.
Okay.
So you got some movies.
Very quickly, movies.
We're doing lots of movies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if they're all waiting for you when you get back.
Okay. Well, we take in old movie film and turn it into DVDs, and they just absolutely look great on HDTV. But what else do we do over at Shacklett's Photography?
Well, and we do lots of photo restoration, and we're beginning the season of family reunions. So call us if you're willing. If you're organizing your family reunion, we can help you with your photography at your family reunion.
That's right. The family reunion is an opportunity to bring in old photographs and old movie film.
Absolutely.
And that kind of thing. But it's more than that. It's an opportunity to have families get together and relive memories and create some new memories, especially with the grandchildren, that kind of thing.
Get families connected.
Yeah.
Really fun. Yeah.
So we're almost doing some event planner work and helping people get their family reunions together through Shacklett's Photography right here in downtown Murfreesboro at 105 South Church Street. And tell us the phone number. How can people get a hold of it?
Well, call us at 615-893-2369 or look at us on the web at shacklettsphotography.com.
And you'll get to meet Gloria.
Yeah.
Thank you, Gloria. Glad to have you with us here. Right now, let's get back to our interview with Kathy Hines in just a moment. You're listening to Uptown Talk. We've got about enough time to talk with Kathy once more, and then another song from Robert Eskew as well. So here comes Kathy. Gloria, you broke the headphones. Now we're going to get billed for that. Not at all. I'm sure it'll be easy to fix them. Maybe Kathy can borrow your set there, Robert, till she gets done. And I'm sure you might be able to snap those back together there, Robert, while we're getting Kathy back on the microphone. All right. Kathy, you've been having a good conversation with our SOCEM friend in there. I hope that maybe you've made some connection with the SOCEM organization. And tell us a little bit more, if you would, please, about what you're doing with these classes. They scooted you back there. Are you okay?
I'm not going to drift away on us?
No. Kathy Hines, ladies and gentlemen, tell me where you have been with this 10-0, and it's turned into some classes where you're helping people.
Yeah, over at the Rutherford County Correctional Work Center. It was the perfect fit again, because when you have a high recidivism rate in the state of Tennessee, mm-hmm. or across our nation, mm-hmm. and I was blessed to meet Thurgood Marshall Jr., and a lot of people like, who is that, or isn't he dead? And I'm like, no, this is the son, because his father was so instrumental with the Brown versus Board of Education law that caused for schools to open their doors to minorities and not segregate. And one thing that he is very deep into is understanding about the correctional penal system and understanding about recidivism. He said, Kathy, if you can get your thumb on the pulse of that, you will make a tremendous impact on cutting recidivism. And I listened to him. I said, you know what? I'm going to follow that thought and see where it takes me. And then God just put it all together. You have to teach about health and nutrition, grief and loss, proper parenting, understanding controlling behavior, which is narcissistic behavior. That's what causes people to fall into domestic violence situations, but also what makes you dependent when you're caught into the sex trafficking or the slave labor field, mm-hmm. where you have to have a person who's controlling over a person. You have to control your mind, body, and soul. That's why it's MBS, JOLA, mm-hmm. MBS. Mm-hmm. And once you teach them how to understand, if your mind isn't right, your body is going to give you signals to let you know. It could be a tight throat, it could be upset stomach, it could be nervousness. And then on top of it, your soul's not going to be at peace. Mm-hmm. So these are the things that we teach them. And like I said, I'm really blessed to have CAD Corecom, Legal Aid Society.
Great.
Vanderbilt Domestic Violence Center, and a host of other wonderful people come. But the other thing that I've talked about on the air with WGNS earlier this week, but I have to talk about this. This is my new baby. This is the law that I would like to see, that any child who is ever detained for involvement in any type of criminal behavior, be it shoplifting or a capital offense, that they have to have legal representation during the interrogation.
Yes. Right.
And, you know, you're going to run against opposition. But I said, you know, if the our constitutional rights says that everyone has the right to due process, I think that includes children. Mm-hmm. You know, because there was a story out in Arizona where 8-year-old boy, he killed his father and one of the family's roommates. And I watched on the news how this child was interrogated by an officer. And he had no legal representation. He didn't even have a guardian ad litem. The guardian ad litem is an attorney who's appointed to a child during proceedings. But I said, what does a child know about interrogation or Miranda? And here in Tennessee, they have it where, you know, they can ask for someone from the juvenile court system to come and be there if necessary. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, no, you know, and there's a case that I can't really get into it, but there's a documentary that I watched, had to do with a young girl who was being trafficked in Tennessee. We didn't have trafficking laws at the time, so nobody paid attention to it. Nothing happened to her pimp, but she was picked up by a John. He was a gun enthusiast. He took her to his house, and it became an uncomfortable environment, even though she said she knew she was high. I mean, you think she'd grow up, been 12 years old since she'd been a runaway and addicted to drugs. Mm-hmm. And she thought this man was going to kill her, so she killed him. Mm-hmm. And she was brought up on, you know, murder charges, even though she was declared incompetent by a forensic evaluator. And now in the juvenile court, but they still waved her over as an adult. So this young lady is now at the women's correctional facility here in Tennessee, serving 2 life sentences plus 8 years because of the in-depth involvement with the parts that went on in the crime. And I tell people, I said, I'm not looking to overturn her verdict, because if it wasn't for her calling, being worried about, hey, this guy, you need to go check on him, or his car is parked over here, they never would have found out what really happened. Wow. But the thing of it is, with her, through her whole interrogation, she had no attorney. And even when the evaluator said that she didn't understand what Miranda meant.
Yeah.
So I just want kids to have an opportunity to have due process just like everybody else.
A noble challenge to be taking on to fix some problems, some serious problems, especially with children in our legal system. Kathy Hines with 10-0 has been our guest today on Uptown Talk. Thank you so much for being part of our show today, Kathy.
Thank you,
I'm
Tom,
sure
and everybody
you're be
here.
Back at some
oh,
point.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you. I'm sure.
And I want to mention, too, that we have a couple more sponsors we haven't talked to about yet, and I need to get those in, if I may. Bagwell Document Solutions offers Middle Tennessee businesses and industry the latest in fine, high-speed printing and imaging machines. Their experienced on-site sales and service technicians offer cutting-edge technology from a variety of equipment manufacturers and are able to provide just the right solution for your business. Whether you're a small one-location office or have just a few employees, or perhaps you're a large plant, possibly with multiple locations in several states, needing to share documents with several employee groups at one time within minutes. We can do that with Bagwell Document Solutions. For all your printing needs, save time and money by calling the experts. Bagwell Document Solutions. Find them online at www.bagwellds.com or give them a call at 800-427-8329. We have just enough time for one more song, a quick one. A gospel song, yes indeed. Here he comes once again for you, Mr. Robert Eskew. Take us out.
I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved. It's like a tree planted by the water. I shall not be moved. On my way to glory, I shall not be moved. On my way to glory, I shall not be moved. It's like a tree planted by the water. Like a tree.
Robert Eskew, our musician for today, Charlie Parker on the keyboards, Nat Ferry from Sockham, and Autumn Schultz was here from the Community Garden in Murfreesboro, and Kathy Hines. I want to thank all of our guests, and as well, we want to thank our sponsors, Global Drywall, Renter's Warehouse, Shacklett's Photography, the Tennessee Peddler, City Cafe, and Bagwell Document Solutions, and our friends, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, Forest York Guitars, and Paul Monk's Organic Grocery. Next week, we'll have Bill Campbell, a veteran with Hope Farms, and John Hood, Malcolm Stallard, veterans all, for a Memorial Day weekend show, and Melissa Ray will be singing some music for us as well. That's about all the time we have, so thank you for listening to Uptown Talk. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you, and the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Bye-bye, everybody.